Okay. This is a quick post, right quick. I'm not going to go too long. But I saw a YouTube video by Zillionaire. And if you know who Zillionaire is on YouTube, he's been covering the Kanika Jenkins case ever since, pretty much ever since she was found dead in the freezer. In the video, Zillionaire brought out an old post, actually a few old posts that a lot of people have not been talking about or mentioning since Kanika Jenkins was found dead in the freezer. Now, later on, I'm going to do a full podcast, a full show dedicated to some of the conspiracy theories surrounding Kanika Jenkins. But in this post, I want to cover some of the social media posts. I don't know if Zillionaire found these screenshots that were saved from Facebook or Snapchat or Twitter. It may have even been Twitter. I don't know. But I wrote down some notes here, and I want to read some of these because there's a chance we may already know who killed Kanika Jenkins. Again, this is a theory, a conspiracy theory, you know, for lack of better words. But let's take a look at this. There was someone having a conversation with Irene. Irene, if you don't know who she is, she was one of the girls that was there with Kanika at the Rosemont Hotel. Irene was having a conversation with someone on social media. And this is what Irene wrote back to this person. Irene says, "Bitch, I didn't put her in the motherfucking freezer. The dumb motherfucking bestie did, since y'all want to know. Her fucking best friend put her in the freezer because the boy killed her. His name is Bernard Radley. And after that, she told us not to say anything." The best friend or the bestie that Irene is talking about is Monifa. So clearly Irene is throwing Monifa under the bus. And it's been a lot of speculation and a lot of rumors about Monifa. And a lot of people believe Monifa has something to do with Kanika's murder. Now, I say murder because the official report is that Kanika got drunk and stumbled through the hotel and accidentally went into the freezer and couldn't find her way out. And that's how she ended up dying in the freezer. But myself and many other people suspect otherwise. I definitely believe that there was some foul play here. And to take it even further, there's a lot of gang affiliation involved in this case. And there's this rumor that Kanika's brother may have killed a rival gang member and that they set Kanika up at the hotel for retaliation. So let's get back to the post right quick. Monifa, in a later post, this is Monifa now, the person that Irene claimed set Kanika up. Monifa says, "Don't make me start talking, bitch." And she's saying this at this guy named Young Grails. It says, "Don't make me start talking, bitch," at Young Grails. "You don't want me to do that, baby. You know the reason she's dead. Now, you fucking demon." Okay. Now, this is important because this guy here, Bernard Radley, a.k.a. Young Grails, is the person that is being indicated as the killer, the person that killed Kanika Jenkins. Now, again, I don't know if these posts are real. I don't know if these are fake accounts. I'm just taking a look at it. And this happened pretty early in the pretty early after the incident, after Kanika was found dead in the freezer. So this is over 2 years ago, these posts. But someone screenshotted these posts, and Zillionaire did a good job of bringing them out on his YouTube channel. Now, what's really interesting is someone, I don't know if it's Young Grails himself, Bernard Radley, I don't know if this is his real account, but he posted this, and I quote, "I'm turning myself in." And then he puts, "Only God can judge me. Hashtag RIP Kanika." So this is a confession, if this is the real Bernard Radley, a.k.a. Young Grails. Now, Young Grails also posted something else. It says, "Kanika's brother did some messed up shit. They went to Monifa to set her up. They wanted revenge, so they gang raped her." Speaking about Kanika Jenkins, he's saying they gang raped her. "She was drugged that night. Monifa helped put the body in the freezer. They paid the girls $1,300 that night. But the problem is Monifa ain't getting no money. That's why Irene trying to confess now." So the conspiracy is Kanika's brother did some messed up shit to a rival gang member, or could have been even in his own gang. I don't know. But they wanted to retaliate that night, and they used Monifa to set Kanika Jenkins up. And apparently Irene was in on it or knew about it, and $1,300 was supposed to be given to the girls involved here, Irene and Monifa, but at least was what Young Grails is saying. Monifa didn't get her money, and this is why Irene is confessing. So this sounds like a setup for retaliation. Money was supposed to be exchanged. The money didn't get, they weren't paid the money that they were supposed to get. I don't know if they got any money at all. Again, this is all speculation and rumor. I want to make this clear. We don't even know if these posts are real or if it's just someone trolling on the internet. We don't know. But I just think it's interesting. It's just something that we should look at. So anyway, this is Victor J. Morrow from the MorrowReport.com. Trust me, this will not be the last time I speak about Kanika Jenkins, because a lot of new things have been popping up. So look for me to do a full, complete show podcast on Kanika Jenkins in the near future.